Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. Very important broadcast today. It is Wednesday, June 10th, 2009. Congressman Ron Paul joining us to talk about H.R. 1207 to audit the private criminal Federal Reserve. Some of the news sites affiliated with Dr. Ron Paul are reporting 207 co-sponsors to the bill. I've always found the Daily Poll to be quite journalistic and accurate, but thomas.loc.gov and GovTrack both say 200. So we'll find out exactly from the congressman today what it's up to. But 200 is amazing. 207 is amazing. Steve Watson has the latest on this up on prisonplanet.com, posted as we speak. And a lot of people are saying, how dare Ron Paul only have a bill to audit the Fed, abolish it? He does have a separate bill with, what, over 70 sponsors last time I looked it up to abolish the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's like signing the Declaration of Independence. That's like signing your John Hancock. That's a very dangerous thing to do with the New World Order. These bankers destroy entire countries militarily. They stage terror attacks and overthrow countries. They engage in every form of black op and subterfuge to control the planet on record. The IMF and World Bank and others brag that they are doing this. So Ron Paul has a lot of courage, and he concurs with me on air last time he was on a month ago, saying that he does believe it's a dangerous thing that he's doing. But, you know, a lot of people will always look a gift horse in the mouth. It's amazing. So many people complain while they sit in the stands, they sit in the nosebleed section, watching Ron Paul, myself, and many others in the arena fighting for the life of this republic and our own personal liberties and everybody else's freedoms. And I want to commend all of those that steadfastly continue to beat the drums of liberty and continue to shout the warnings from the hills and mountains, from the church tops and the valleys, from the hollers to the seaside, from the forests to the dales. You are out there doing a great job, and we commend you and salute you. But if they get another 20 or so sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, they have a good chance of passing it. And then imagine having a vote in the House and finding out who votes so that the Fed cannot be audited. That will let us know who is fully controlled by the bankers. Now, the Federal Reserve is in panic mode. They've always been so arrogant they haven't had lobbyists because they've owned the nation by their subterfuge and hijacking in 1913. But now they've hired a bunch of high-powered lobbyists. We wrote stories about that at InfoWars.com last week. Kurt Nemo did, to go in and try to twist arms and threaten people. But even if this doesn't pass this Congress, which it has a great chance of doing, the idea is introduced. We've gone from just a very few small minority of people knowing about the private Federal Reserve and how it's never been audited and that the gold's missing from Fort Knox and that we've been hijacked by offshore banks, to now a large portion of Americans moving towards majority know this is the shadow government. This is the enemy of free society. Now, that's coming up later with big economic news, ladies and gentlemen. Massive gun control, gun registration of our veterans is confirmed. Is confirmed. We are breaking this story right now in this syndicated radio transmission like we've broken countless others. But none is important. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We broke the fact that they were going to stage the 9/11 terror attacks here months and months before it happened, and specifically named the target and boldly said, call the White House, tell them don't stage the attacks and blame it on your asset, Osama bin Laden. We blew Bohemian Grove politically wide open and exposed that satanic ceremonies are going on with world leaders once a year in Northern California, in right outside the town of Monterrey. We have broken the MIAC report. We've broken many other federal training manuals and reports. We broke the DHS report. And always in the first few days, I get to have the alternative media post articles saying I'm a liar. Out of hand. And I guess this is done because of pure jealousy. I don't know what you're jealous of. It's the best of times, the worst of times. It's exhilarating and empowering to know we're waking millions of people up and communing with wonderful, like-minded people who love liberty and truth and justice. But it's also very scary to deal with the black ops, the dirty tricks, the New World Order actions against us. And, you know, at a certain level, I selfishly just wish that I worked a regular job and worked 9 to 5 and had more time to enjoy myself and carry out some of the private passions I have, like art and hunting and fishing and things like that. But those passions take an extreme backseat to fighting the New World Order. It is a consuming passion for the truth, for justice, for honor, and for defending ourselves against the New World Order, because this is a life and death situation. So every time we break one of these major stories, hundreds of them, hundreds, the first reports that get written about our reports are that it's not true, and then later it comes out in mainstream media that it is indeed true with their spin on it. Now, a lot of that is done through just plain old jealousy by the alternative media, some people out there. But a lot of it, we know, is COINTELPRO. If they can blunt these huge stories we break and kind of blunt them, bash its crown, kind of bend the tip of the spear on a new story, it then doesn't get the mega legs it would get because there's those first days of doubting, denying, and then the mainstream media gets to come out and put their spin on it and then have it be admitted, and that way it breaks only on national news. Then they get to take the story in the direction they want instead of our story with the truth and the correct breakdown of what it really means in context with the wider spectrum analysis. It would be 1,000 times more effective if the DHS story broke, and it broke big with our analysis of it, with links to videos of troops, U.S. troops, training to confiscate our guns, and links to old manuals listing how the Founding Fathers are bad. You see, instead of the Washington Post or the New York Times going, yeah, DHS says Ron Paul supporters and gun owners and veterans are the number one terror threat, and it's reasonable because they are a terror threat. Or when we put the report out, we point out they demonize the left and right, but instead when Fox News takes the stories we break and then they break them and get the credit for breaking them, they always make it left-right. They don't tell you the documents talk about the left as well, which would then unify the American people, understanding that Homeland Security has been set up to carry out predatory actions against the American people, the looting, the criminal consolidation. Instead of it being a left-right issue, it would be a liberty versus tyranny issue, and then people would realize that it's all of us together. But instead, the left reads, oh, it's dangerous right-wingers. Yeah, I support secret police and spying on the right-wingers, not knowing they're supporting their own destruction as well. Just like when Bush would put out documents, it would be, oh, look, Bush wants to get the left wing. And the documents also said the right wing and everything in between. But the media would spin it and say, you know, Associated Press, Alabama, federal report written for state police, you know, states that liberals and environmental activists are terrorists, and then that would get big attention under Bush. Notice the media would never talk about how Bush was going after conservatives because they wanted to re-cement that left-right paradigm. If a story is released and put out that way with that spin, it aids the New World Order. Do you understand how this works? It's really, I've more and more begun to understand, it's a form of political mathematics. I need to develop equations or graphic demonstrations of this to explain it, but you can almost see it like a seesaw on a ball, and the seesaw has the left and right on each side. And they're always needing to balance out the crimes on the left and the crimes on the right by the government to then play those two sides off against each other instead of ever realizing the entire paradigm is controlled. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. I know most of you do. I know it's Greek to some. The issue here is we put out stories as the government documents show, and the government documents always show a concerted effort against all free peoples on a planetary scale, the United States hijacked by offshore banks being used as an engine, a mechanism, an armada of tyranny against the planet, and no one is to be as enslaved as those in the heart of the Hessian military district known as the United States. And we are to pay for it, we are to bleed for it, we are to animate this army of darkness politically, the propaganda, the military, the financial tyranny. It is an army of darkness. No other way to describe it. A hell spawn, a hell force, a legion of death, a legion of lies, a legion of delusion. And all the predatory actions the globalists carry out against third world and old world and first world nations are all carried out and beta tested here and in the true heart of the system, Airstrip 1, Oceania's Britannia. Now that said, I need everybody to start their engines. I need everybody to chocks away, to pull the chocks off the landing gear of these aircraft. I need you in the air, engaging the New World Order right now. I need your help with this story. And we need to not let the media make it a left-wing or right-wing issue. We need to explain this has been going on for a long time. It's now just out in the open. But there's not just that to deal with. That's the second hurdle I've got to deal with. It's not enough we break these stories. We then have hurdles, which is fine. That's to be expected. First hurdle is, this is a real story. ...99% of our stories turn out to be true. There's been a few where we got steered wrong. That's a lot better track record than the mainstream media who tries to lie. We try to tell the truth, try to be accurate. But I confirmed this report. I remember when we got the DHS report, Kurt had it for a few days and was trying to vet it. And I just said, why not call Homeland Security? And the FBI phone number's on it. And I called and they said, yeah, that's our report. How did you get that? What officer gave it to you? What agent gave it to you? And I said, no, this was sent to me anonymously. Thank you for answering my questions. And I went down the line calling the watch commanders, calling the FBI, calling the phone numbers for law enforcement on it. And I called Kurt on that Sunday night and I said, put it out. Just like with the Mayak report, we called the state police and they flipped out when I called up. And then we go on air and say, here's the phone number, here's the document, you can call them. And people said it was a lie. And they do that on every single subject. And that's COINTELPRO, folks, with their useful idiot servants who are just jealous. Jealous of our valor, jealous of our commitment, jealous of our work, jealous of the fact that we're going right into the center of the tempest and taking a lot of slings and arrows, ladies and gentlemen, and trusting completely in the hands of the Creator. Committed. But I wanted to build up to this next article that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because I have called randomly a veterans of foreign wars, and I called a friend of mine who's in veterans of foreign wars south of Austin. I'll just leave it at that. And he made calls last night and called me this morning. It is confirmed. Double confirmed. Yes, we have this with phone numbers. Yes, I've called the VFW and they said no comment and passed me on another number and we're waiting on a call. In fact, I got in here so late working on this, I forgot to tell Rob Dew. Call Rob Dew in here now. We'll just war game on air. Just call him, man. I want to tell him to start trying to get the VFW on. I was busy doing this myself and didn't tell him to do it. But here it is. It's real. I've confirmed it. We have the document. It's real. Rob, I want you to please, I forgot to tell you, I've called a VFW and a random one. They said they got one, but they wouldn't come on air. I called a friend of mine. He confirmed with his VFW head they did get this. They hadn't announced it to him yet. Mm-hmm. This is not just in Texas. This is in two states I know of. This is in going on in Texas and Tennessee, of all places. I guess they're really afraid of veterans there. Well, the veterans did overthrow some corrupt cities and counties after World War II when they came back and Boss Hogs were running everything, so I guess they're scared of them. I know you know about this story. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. And try to get them on at one. That's the one little spot we have open. We got Ron Paul, Walter Williams, We Are Change coming on today. But appreciate the great job you're doing. Try to get the VFW on about this. Now, I've confirmed it, but I want them to come on so people can hear it from, you know, for themselves.
All right.
Kind of like when we first reported that Obama was told the VFW that they were going to take away the veterans' health care benefits. Nobody believed this, and a month later, it was in the mainstream news, and I had to have the head of the VFW on to tell you before you believed it. They're coming after the veterans' guns now. We'll tell you about this when we get back. Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 10, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $965. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $992.46, $496.23 for the half ounce, and $248.12 for a quarter ounce. That's $992.46, $496.23, and $248.12.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and service some debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm probably turning down 5, 6, 7, 8 radio interviews, newspaper interviews now. I had Wire Magazine, Wall Street Journal, and a couple other newspapers call yesterday. I just turned some of them down. I mean, I can't keep track of all this anymore. And Ron Paul, he does probably 10 radio interviews a day, a TV interview or two every day. He takes time out to meet with students. He takes time out to write books. He takes time out to write legislation. And then they're so professional, his office just called and said, it looks like he's going to have floor time at 12:30 when he's supposed to be on with you for a half hour. We may have to come on later or earlier. Can you stand by to have him? Yes, we will clear the decks for Congressman Ron Paul. But there he is to go have floor time to try to basically abolish the Federal Reserve. And they're so classy, they're calling us up to tell us that. I mean, that, and by classy, I wish I had that type of organizational skill or the energy. I'm 35, and it exhausts me. When I go to bed at 2 at night, I hit that pillow and sink in. And I was working 18 hours a day for years and had to cut back to about 12 because it just I was burning out. How does Ron Paul work on average 15 to 16 hours a day? And then people complain he's not working enough. Unbelievable. Anyways, that's Ron Paul coming up, Walter Williams and others today. So since he's in Congress right now, just heads up, no telling when Ron Paul's going to be on today. And every once in a while, he has to reschedule to tomorrow, but they're saying he'll be on today. He's got our hotline, and he'll be calling in. Okay, Jaron just walked up and showed me this article. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. Former AT&T chief to become GM chairman. And how do you decipher that? GM's hijacked, taken over, given to the Russians, the Chinese, the Europeans, and the Brazilians. Openly, the good parts of it. Saturn, Hummer, you name it. Profitable divisions. Chrysler's given to Bilderberg Group. Congress tries to block it. They just run over. Give Chrysler, with money on top, very valuable, just give it away to Fiat. Bilderberg owned. The head of the owner of Fiat is a top Bilderberg Group member. We shot video of him in Istanbul. It's in the powerful film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But so AT&T admits, Congress has said no warrants, your email, faxes, phone calls, anything they want, no warrants. Everything is captured. Everything goes through. Everything is listened to. Well, yeah, that was in Law 96 for the infrastructure. Not the law they could do the spying, but the infrastructure by law they had to be able to and have it set up. See, that's how intelligence works. Anybody can engage in intelligence gathering. You can have your operation secret, military, economic, whatever it is, but the manifestation of the operation in preparation and launch is obvious. The difference is recognize it for what it is. Take that flu scare they did. That was a open drill for when they do the real thing. And I predicted that when it happened, and then they came out weeks later and said, yeah, we use this as a drill, and we think the next big one's coming in the fall. Now, whether that happens or not remains to be seen. But I'm self-taught at all this, and you can self-teach yourself and understand how the world really works. It's very exciting. It's very dynamic. It's very engrossing. See, when I read the newspaper, or Jaron reads the newspaper, or anybody who's focused on this, if you focus on something, you learn it. You know, how do you learn how to play basketball? You do it. How do you learn how to play golf? You do it. How do you learn how to swim? You do it. How do you learn how to garden? You do it. How do you learn how to blow glass or oil paint? How do you learn how to box? You do it. How do you learn how to make love? You do it. How do you learn how to mountain climb? You do it. That's why Nike's an evil company, but the slogan, just do it. Exactly. Don't wait for orders from headquarters, folks. Damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. As one British admiral said in a battle at the Nile. Damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. And it's hesitation many times. You got to have basic wisdom. You got to know how things work. You know, it's a combination of things, but at the same time, you've also got to be able to act. Doesn't mean your decisions are going to be perfect. Doesn't mean you're going to do perfect when you start a radio show or a website or make a film. But the point is that you take action, that you get in motion, that you don't lay down. You get thrown in an arena with a gladiator, you better fight for your life. You may not have much of a chance if you fight back, but you have no chance if you cower on your belly. And if you deny, that gladiator's coming at you with that trident and net, or with that battle axe, or with that short sword, or with that trudgeon, or mace, or spear, or hammer, warhammer. Former AT&T chief to be GM chairman. When we get back, the big news. Call everybody you know. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. Stay with us. This is Genesis.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Here's some of the headlines I've got. European Parliament pushes for carbon tax Europe-wide. Here's another one out of Der Spiegel. One click away from a cop, they're putting internet tattletale kiosk in everywhere to anonymously report people. And because there's not a lot of real crime going on, it's report that they littered. Report what's in their trash can. Report out-of-state license plates. That's now happening here inside the United States as well. Here's another one. UK police face waterboarding controversy. They're now waterboarding people to find out who their marijuana dealers are. See, that's how it works. Oh, we're just going to waterboard Al-Qaeda. But you read the British laws and U.S. laws, it's for whoever they want. Congress subpoenas Fed over Bank of America deal. See, the godlike Fed that says no one can look into them, no agency can investigate them. In fact, do me a favor, guys. Google Alan Greenspan says Fed above the law. It's a couple minutes into a 9-minute clip. I mean, it's in my film, The Obama Deception, but I'm going to play that later. You're saying no one, no police, no agency, no government. We are God. And Bernanke said that to Congress, too. I have him talking to Senator Sanders. And he says, I won't tell you where the money went. Now, sit down, Congressman. Sit down, Senator, and shut up. We own this country now. But that bravado, that it's like a bully. When he sits there and tells you he's going to kick your butt, when he sits there and tells you he's going to dominate you, and then you just go ahead and start fighting back. And even if he ends up beating you, if you fight hard enough, you're going to hurt him too. And he's going to move on to an easier target next time. But I guess everybody's got to be beat up a few times to learn that. And don't worry, the government, if it hadn't beat you up real bad yet, it's going to. Or one of the corporations that has got its favor and is allowed to do whatever it wants, they are. And then you're going to grow up. You're going to find out. You got to stand up for yourself. Okay, that's all coming up. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the big news. And the media will no doubt try to spin this. This is going to end up, we broke this last night. This was sent to our office. Tim Frugier doing a great job back there in customer service manager. He saw it in the email ticket. Lord knows what we're missing. I don't have the personnel to read all the tens of thousands of emails that come in every couple of days, but he caught this. We made some phone calls last night, confirmed its accuracy here in Texas and in Tennessee. This is going on nationwide, though all VFW outfits have not gotten this yet. Let me read you the article now, ladies and gentlemen. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons, even 150-year-old cannons and muskets, swords, because these decommissioned items before were given to the VFW kind of as a backup militia, the remnants of the militia, the posse, civil defense. They are now wanting to know every Civil War cannon, every old Army tank that's been decommissioned and welded shut, bolted out front, or every airplane, every helicopter, every missile out front. But mainly they want the World War II rifles, the Korean War rifles, and I had already been told about this by people that I have inside Camp Mabry, where they administer a lot of this stuff here in Texas, that they are planning to confiscate those guns. And they've already told VFW marchers all over the nation, you can just Google this and pull it up, VFW not allowed to carry rifles in parade, or the police have arrested some of them. Doesn't matter, they're even spiked barrels. Barrels that have, you know, had hot lead poured down them that are sealed. It doesn't matter. You can't let slaves see old vets with rifles. You can't have old Army tanks out front. Because they're getting ready for gun confiscation. They're getting ready for gun control more and more in America. And they're also worried about the vets. Now, remember that in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and then it popped up at Fort Bliss, Texas, and then the media said, oh, those were just isolated generals and colonels on the bases. They just thought this up on their own. Yeah, sure they did. In California, Texas, and Kentucky, and then now other states. And again, we broke this years ago. The World Net Daily picked up on it. We broke it again when it broke about Kentucky. And people were in denial at first about it. And then they said, oh, well, it's just a lone commander. It's just a lone commander. Yeah, lone commanders all over the countries at Army bases. And they're telling him, we don't care if you live off base. We don't care if you're a commander. We don't care if you're an officer, non-commissioned officer. We don't care if you're a private. We don't care what you are. You will fill out all the firearms you've got in your life and any new firearms you buy and register them with us, even if they're off base, and you own them. And then people made excuses about that. Well, now they're going to the VFW. And you can read in the comments section that people confirming from their VFWs this is happening. But I have not just have the document and the phone numbers and called. I have called someone I know in the VFW, and they confirmed that this indeed did happen. And then I talked to somebody separately in Texas, randomly calling and confirmed it. You can read the documents up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. But see, the media will then pick up on this in the next few days, and they'll only report on this by itself. Our article gives you a bigger picture of the background and what else is going on for a fuller spectrum analysis. Not a full spectrum. Nothing's omnipresent, but I guess God Almighty. An InfoWars reader has passed along an email sent to VFW commanders by the assistant adjunct of the Department of Texas Veterans of Foreign Wars, indicating that the U.S. Army, TACOM, Tactical Army Command, is demanding an inventory of all weapons held by VFW Post. Because, again, NORTHCOM's number one threat and number one enemy is former military. Now, I told you this again 2 years ago. We had police officers on this show and wrote articles. We ought to dig those out. Where police departments nationwide under Homeland Security grants were taught to fight veterans coming home and attacking, or veterans not giving up their land. And they were told all cities will be attacked by veterans with improvised explosive devices. I don't care if you're the Austin SWAT team or the L.A. SWAT team or the Albuquerque, New Mexico SWAT team or the Providence, Rhode Island SWAT team listening. You know you were given this training. But most of you listening saw it in your local news. Now, remember the New York Times. In fact, I say full spectrum. Kurt, you need to add all this. Great article you wrote, but we need to add to this article all the other background that really makes it clear. Where they're training the Boy Scouts of America and all these other youth groups in government, federally issued Homeland Security uniforms with federal grants for gun confiscation and to track down veterans and kill them. And then we have the AP in Michigan where they come into public schools and elementary dressed up in camo saying, we're going to kill you. The police do under federal grants, saying we're homeschoolers against public education. We're going to kill you, engaged in mind control, traumatizing children and demonizing the Second Amendment and homeschooling. That was AP. This is a huge psyop going on. Because the globalists can't help it. The bankers are in control financially. They had to steal $14.8 trillion and growing. It'll be 26 plus trillion 1 year out. Come this October from the banker takeover, October 3rd date, it will be 20 plus trillion, double the GDP. But the American people are still armed, so they need to stage terror attacks to get us to rally around patriotically to a fake outside threat to go along with this. But this time they're going to claim Arabs are working with militias and white supremacists. They're going to mix those three together to demonize militias. And I told you this for years. I could see this in their attack profile when I made my first film, America Destroyed by Design. Then when I made Road to Tyranny years later in 2002. I say in there, and I give the evidence of how they're planning this in their own documents and their own MO. They have created this history. And it is a script ready to be activated. They're going to say gun owners and veterans have now joined Al-Qaeda. And I've been saying that for years. Fox News, CNN, BBC have now introduced that, saying white Al-Qaeda, there's tens of thousands, they're about to strike. It's totally asinine, totally ridiculous, but they don't care. You don't give up your farm or ranch, they're going to send in SWAT teams, they're going to kill you, and they're going to tell the dumb cops you are Al-Qaeda. Now, I know this is incredible. This is the attack profile. Now, they won't launch this if they know we're awake and up on our hind legs to stand up against them politically. That's why they're always probing, always sending up trial balloons, always testing. And that's why they've done this. In fact, guys, print me the actual document. I forgot to do that. I just read it. It's here on the article. Thank you. Now, remember that article, New York Times, which we told you about, again, years ago, because it was in Philadelphia Daily News in 2002, 2003, multiple articles where they were training the Boy Scouts with M16s, with the local police and feds to, quote, gun confiscate and do door-to-door and fugitive apprehension and setting up cordons. And then you see the Army doing all these drills and then coming out at real events and helping at car wrecks and helping stop drunk drivers just to acclimate you. It's all happening, red dawn in slow motion. I'm risking my life to bring you this information. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. An InfoWars reader has passed along an email sent to VFW commanders by the assistant adjunct of the Department of Texas Veterans of Foreign Affairs, indicating the U.S. Army, TACOM, Tactical Army Command, is demanding an inventory of all weapons held by VFW Post. While you may have had possession of the equipment for 20, 40, 60, or even 100 years, the email states it still belongs to the U.S. Army. Actually, possession is 9/10 of the law. Those were gifted until recently to the VFWs. You're a pack of lying scum as usual. You got to decide, veterans, do you stand with George Washington, Thomas Jefferson? Do you stand with Andrew Jackson? Do you stand with John F. Kennedy, for that matter? Do you stand with the veterans and the patriots, or do you stand with the alien banking force that is taking control of our government? It's time to choose sides. It's time to draw lines in the sand. It's time to gut up and stop living in denial and making jokes about this. This is real. And if the enemy tests us and thinks you're going to go along with this and that you're living in delusion, they're going to pull the trigger on this. They're going to drop the hammer. They're going to initiate hot operations. Not this creeping death, lukewarm crap. This is it. This is it. You're in a war zone whether you like it or not. We've been hijacked by foreign offshore corporations. Grow up. We need you. VFW people, decide not to get drunk as skunks at your meeting this weekend. Decide to not screw around all day. All these other fraternal organizations. Decide to do something real. Get out and protest. Speak out against this. They're probing you. They're testing you. They know 70%+ of donations from both parties went to Ron Paul from the military. They know the police are waking up. And police, use your brains. If they're telling you that veterans are the number one terror threat and that Homeland Security really was set up for them and NORTHCOM set up for them, can you put 2 and 2 together and equal 4? What are most police? They're veterans. In Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, every other dictatorship, every other system like this, the most oppressed people in the watch are the security services. There's files on all of you dummies. If you don't know this, you're a dummy. If you know it, you're not a dummy. You think it's fun that there's files on me and they won't give me my files from any of the agencies? There's files on you too, Jack. They know your number. They got psychiatrists and psychologists that go over your files. And by the way, they're coming after me. They got Psychology Today and Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal doing a feature story on me. I know what that means. They're introducing me to the world so they can crush me. I'm in God's hands, ladies and gentlemen, but I did everything I did willingly and knowingly. Understand that. Whatever comes. Because I have the victory in the end. I want people to know I've chosen this path. Whatever happens to me, don't let it discourage you. Realize it's a victory. It's a victory, ladies and gentlemen. Escape is not my plan. Escape should not be your plan. Facing the enemy is the key. This is from the Army document. While you may have had possession of this equipment for 20, 40, 60, or even 100 years, the email states it still belongs. It's a document. To the U.S. military. The email arrived with an inventory attachment where all weapons are to be listed and the document sent to the Department of Texas Veterans of Foreign Affairs. The form will then be bounced off of the central database of all Texas VFW Post, U.S. Army, TACOM. See, they just started doing this the last few decades, putting it in databases, and they'll burn a few, come out to a few VFW posts and try to harass people that didn't sign the old Civil War canon over or the World War I canon. They're scared, ladies and gentlemen. They know veterans, under the guise of military reenactments, have been buying their own cannons and their own armored vehicles and building their own armies. See, smart, the real militia's been shooting clubs, military history clubs. They're just out at the deer camp. Oh, they got a few APCs and some howitzers. This is getting everybody ready to go after those, you understand, that were, quote, pilfered off of the VFW. There'll be lots of snot-nosed anti-American fake patriots that'll say, yeah, you need to inventory that stuff from the VFW. The email arrived with an inventory attachment where all weapons are to be listed in the document sent to the Department of Texas Veterans of Foreign Wars. The form will be then bounced off the central database of all Texas VFW posts in the U.S. Army, TACOM, to verify serial numbers of each item that has been issued. This is a very extensive list and goes back to before the VFW was founded. So if you have a cannon from the Spanish-American War, it's on the list. Total lie. Many VFW halls around the... See, this is also part of getting you trained to answer questions. First, it's a 10-year census, then a yearly census. Now they say it's going to be a monthly census. Hundreds of questions they order you to answer, violating the Fifth Amendment. It's total bull. They announced on Homeland Security in 2003, as it was getting funding, I watched a two-hour program on C-SPAN with Governor Ridge, saying they're going to have checkpoints in malls, street corners, buses, trains. Life will be like in the airports. And now they've announced they're going to start nationwide. Everyone will be searched at all the subways by the TSA. The feds are federalizing all transportation. It's happening, people! And all you stupid yuppies and people that serve the system and laugh at me about the New World Order and think you'll be part of it, this is all being set up so they can take your pension fund, so they can take your stocks and bonds. And so when you lose your standard of living and want to politically join us, the control grid will be in place, stupid. You got to wake up now, dummy. This is how tyrannies take over. You got it? We've seen this 1,000 times before. We know it. I'll finish up with this key story. Ron Paul and others coming up.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Texas and other states have introduced these think tank written foreign documents like HB 1440 that didn't go through the regular legislative process. It was tagged on to an anti-CPS bill from them violating people's rights. The creature, Senator, State Senator Kurt Watson, got the bill and added on no more Fourth Amendment, no judge, no jury, no orders, no health care records, privacy. The state, the bureaucrats, anyone who wants to can kidnap your children and give you basically no chance to stop it. And there's going to be a rally coming up in T-minus 1 hour and 5 minutes at the south side of the Texas Capitol in downtown Austin. The South Steps, HB 1440. There's going to be some lawyers and homeschool legal defense people out there, because that's mainly who they try to kidnap on record. And so we're going to have some lawyers on as well from the press conference going on, because this is now on the governor's greedy desk, Rick Perry. So we'll be going over that coming up later. But anybody in Central Texas needs to get in their cars and hightail it down to this impromptu press conference slash rally right now. Thank you. I don't know. The Fourth Amendment might be something we want to... This is Abu Ghraib power. This is Camp X-Ray, Guantanamo Bay power. Just, oh, we only grab foreigners and don't give them rights. Oh, we only grab your kids and there's no rights or no record. And by the way, there's now mainstream articles today about how Obama's continuing secret arrest, secret kidnapping of people. That is still ongoing, so that is coming up. You see, when they start getting rid of any of the Bill of Rights, they get rid of all of it. Finishing up with government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. This is a big deal. I would like to hear from listeners coming up specifically and only if you are in the VFW and have seen this email, or if you're in the VFW and haven't seen it but have a comment on it, on all the other mainstream articles about them training to have the Boy Scouts with machine guns come after you. People say, well, they're kids. We'll wipe them out. It's meant for 3 or 4 years from now when they're 18 and still young and ignorant to go after you. Okay, that's the whole point of this. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. According to the email, any attempt to hide the items will be dealt with severely. Please do not try to hide this, as all weapons and equipment not accounted for will be reported to the FBI and BATF as stolen or military equipment. And there's really the key. They're going to stick the FBI and BATF on you at the VFW. This is all part of inducting the VFW to be snitches, because they know most people over the decades have ended up taking stuff home, or because the government offered it. They gave you just tons of equipment, as you know. But see, now they've compromised you. The way they compromise the troops in Iraq is they say, you've been here 6 months as a private. Here's $10,000 just for the extra trouble you've had of cash. But don't tell anybody you were given this, but the White House wants you to know they appreciate you. This has come out in the news. And then a year later, they've gotten $30,000 on average as a private. And they say, by the way, you're going to be part of this other corrupt stuff we're doing, or we're going to report you stole that money. So this is really about inducting the VFW into being spies. This is about getting them all scared and getting them to start complying to do whatever they're told. Just watch. 1-800-259-9231. Will our veterans bow to this tyranny? Probably. They'll probably hand their personal firearms in as well when they're told to do that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.